Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love. That's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. It's One Man, One Guitar. If you get a chance to listen to that, to go on YouTube and type in Big Love and watch him perform that on that guitar. It's amazing. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. That's our website. Please check it out when you get a chance. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist for the NFIB. And his optimism, sir, index of small business optimism. He's been producing it now for almost 40 years. And well, that's what we're talking about today. He's very gracious to join us every month and bring us this report. Bill, thanks again for that, and let's talk about unemployment or employment. What did small business owners tell you about their plans to hire people?
Well, their plans to hire remain very, very weak. As you know, we take the percent who plan to increase employment, subtract the percent who plan to reduce employment, so we get a net number, and seasonally adjusted, that's 4. In any decent kind of economy, it would be a double-digit number. So mm-hmm. we're still staying down there at recession levels, and the percent of owners that have a hard-to-fill job opening fell a point, meaning that, you know, it's not hard to fill jobs because there are a lot of unemployed people out there. So
we
expected we released those data before the government did and predicted that the unemployment rate would go up based on that number, and of course it did. It went up a tenth of a point, and it's not looking good.
Well, you know, Bill, and you point out in your commentary that 5 million workers are still considered long-term unemployed.
Right.
And that the average duration for unemployment is 40 weeks, which is way long from an average standpoint.
Like double,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. But
and employment is still about 4.5 million lower than it was when President Obama was first mm-hmm. elected president. So mm-hmm. we're still in a big hole here.
Yeah, and small business owners are really faced with a couple of dilemmas. Number one, they don't want to bring on any more people if they don't have to, because especially now, folks, I just got to be honest. The result of the election did not make small business owners as a group. And Bill, please argue with me if you think I'm wrong here. The result of the election is not going to make small business owners get excited about hiring new people. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I would agree. If, you know, just from the simple perspective that lots of people hoped that Obamacare would be, you know, totally thrown out, or since it wasn't thrown out by the court, would be dissembled by Congress. You know, that hope is gone. President Obama's there again, and he'll tack down all of the corners, and we're stuck with it the way it is, and that's not good.
But the other problem I was going to mention is I've talked to a lot of audiences in the last 3 years or so about what their number one concern is, and it's amazing how many of them say they want to hire people, but they can't find qualified applicants.
Yeah, that continues to be a problem.
That's a weird scenario, isn't it?
Well,
it's like water everywhere, and not a drop to drink.
Yeah, well, we have major mismatches in some parts of the country, of course, especially if you go to Texas and north of the Canadian border, that whole energy strip, or like western Pennsylvania and some places in Ohio where energy is really going. We're very short on workers. The pay is really good. Rents have tripled because mm-hmm. there's no housing. But, you know, for a lot of people, they can't move to get to a new job because they're underwater in their house. So it's very difficult for, you know, labor mobility certainly has been impaired by what happened in the housing boom and bust.
All right. Let's move over and talk about So the point is that we got a long way to go, and we're getting chronically unemployed people. Technology is moving on, and increasingly technology is allowing small business owners to choose technology over hiring employees in a way that we couldn't do 20, 30 years ago, Bill.
No, that's right. If your job is routine and can be automated, it will be eventually, and technology will do it. I mean, that's what we do, you know, for making progress.
Right. And so, I mean, I'm really worried, Bill, about about the next 4 years in terms of getting people back to work? And I mean this just creating jobs solves a lot of ills, doesn't it?
It sure does, including, you know, the so-called deficiency of tax revenues. I mean, you got a lot of people who aren't working and therefore aren't paying taxes. When everybody's working, you know, we had, you know, back in some better days under Bush with the same tax code that everybody's complaining about, or a lot of people complain about, you know, tax revenues were, you know, over almost 20% of GDP, which just means the deficit was small, like $100 billion compared to the $1.1 trillion that we have now.
Yeah. Well, the thing, the bottom line is that, you know, America does not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem.
Exactly.
Capital spending, you say, is still in the maintenance mode.
It is. You know, we just haven't really seen a pickup in capital spending at all. So it's been very flat. It came up a little bit from 08 and 09, of course, which was a disaster. Really, I think that all we can see is a flat line. And when we look at plans, we ask them if they plan to make a capital outlay over the next 3 months. That stays at recession levels, you know, around 20%. So I think, you know, there are firms in parts of the country that are doing well, that are making the capital spending, but everybody else is patching the roof and repairing the equipment. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's what raises worker productivity and makes it possible for people to get paid more.
Yeah, and I don't see a lot of, and we ought to be seeing some, if they're concerned about the tax situation, we ought to be seeing some increase in CapEx spending right now, but apparently not. We'll see how November turns out next month. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Bill Nuckelberg. We're going to wrap up the Optimism Index, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.